Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. With the holidays and respiratory virus season fast approaching, Cook Children's wants to make sure that families and their kids are all up to date on recommended vaccines before Thanksgiving travel and gatherings start. Joining us today on Ask the Expert is Dr. Laura Romano. She is a doctor of osteopathic medicine at Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be here.
Absolutely. You know, as we are getting ready for the holidays, vaccines may not be the first thing that families are thinking of, but why should it be?
We know that during the holidays, everyone gets together. You share recipes, you share memories, you do not need to share germs. So sharing the flu, COVID, and RSV should not be at the top of the list of things that you want to do. So it's really important before you travel, before you see extended family, to check and make sure that you're up to date on your seasonal vaccines. That's flu and COVID for everyone 6 months and up. And you really need to talk to a newborn's pediatrician to see if they qualify for our RSV immunizations.
We've been hearing that this year's flu season could be a real nasty one. Is it too late to get the flu shot to have it be effective during the holidays?
It is never too late to get a flu vaccine, and it's certainly not too late to get a flu vaccine this week, especially if you're considering traveling. We know that a few years ago, we saw record numbers of flu cases because for the first time in years, people were not wearing masks when they were flying. And we saw a ton of flu being spread while people were traveling. So if you know that you are traveling, especially if you're traveling by plane, wear a mask and get your flu vaccine before you travel.
How serious can it be if our kids get sick this holiday season with some type of respiratory illness?
So for most kids, the good news is that flu, COVID, and RSV can be extremely mild and self-limited. You might have a few days where you don't feel well, some muscle aches, maybe some nasal congestion, a runny nose. But what we worry about is, especially with flu, COVID, and RSV, is that these viruses can turn very serious very quickly. It is not uncommon that we have to hospitalize newborns and infants with RSV, same with flu, same with COVID. And unfortunately, we still see deaths due to RSV, flu, and COVID every single year, particularly in our unimmunized population.
Have we kind of forgotten how serious COVID is and was?
I think so. This summer, I saw more cases of COVID in normal, healthy newborns than I have in almost 2 years. Our positivity rate at one point this summer was nearly 20%. That means if we tested 100 people, 20 of them have COVID. Those numbers have luckily come down as we've moved into cold and flu season, but flu and RSV are slowly starting to climb this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I remember when, you know, COVID hit and we were having different strains. And so the vaccine, is this going to affect this strain or that strain? Same thing, same conversation pops up with flu every year. What strain is this going to help with? When we talk about these vaccines for our kids, is it the same conversation?
Same conversation. Every year we try and choose the most probable strain that we think will be predominant during cold and flu season. And even if it's not a perfect match, it at least gives your child some protection so that even if they're going to be one of the lucky ones where it's just muscle aches and low grade fever, their symptoms are going to be so much less severe than if they did not get their vaccine.
And of course, you were talking about the fact that if you're going to be traveling, it's important to get your vaccines. What about for all the people going to be gathering at our homes if we're not traveling, for example?
Even if you're not traveling, definitely consider getting your vaccines. They not only protect you and your kids, but they protect everybody. They protect your at-risk parents who are going to be there, your elderly parents, your elderly grandparents. They protect the people that you'll run into at the store while you're grocery shopping, who might be immunocompromised. They protect your kids, classmates who have a newborn sister or baby brother at home that isn't old enough to get their vaccines. So getting your flu and COVID vaccine and your RSV immunization on our newborns isn't necessarily always about protecting you, although it's a good thing. It's about protecting the people that your kids are going to run into, that you are going to run into as well.
And I know that you're doing your due diligence and trying as hard to, spread the word and to get parents to take this into consideration. But the reality is not every parent is going to think that this is the right decision for their child. What is the risk or what is the what are the numbers show on parents getting their kids vaccinated for this? Is this increasing year over year, declining year over year? And what's the risk with that?
Vaccine hesitancy across the globe is a growing concern. It is especially a problem here in Tarrant County. Vaccine hesitancy is currently ranked as a top 10 threat to global health, according to the United Nations. So it's not just increased hesitancy about your flu and COVID vaccines. That is certainly a part of it. But we're also seeing increased hesitancy around getting your routine childhood immunizations, your measles, mumps, and rubella, your hepatitis B, your pertussis. All of those vaccines have been slowly decreasing, where especially for measles, we are well below herd immunity level here in Tarrant County.
And also, you brought up pertussis. We've seen the stories how whooping cough is way up this year as well. And as we saw the almost epidemic of measles cases around the state, especially in West Texas, because of the hesitancy.
Yes, absolutely. And pertussis in a newborn can be very fatal because one of the symptoms of pertussis is apnea, where a baby will literally stop breathing. So it is not uncommon that a baby who has been exposed to pertussis has to be admitted to the hospital, even admitted to our ICU. It needs to be intubated because of their recurrent apnea spells.
Dr. Romano, is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
I always like to say that, you know, getting your vaccines are the safe thing, they're the effective thing to do. Vaccines are a failure of their own success. Because we have been able to immunize so many people, a lot of incredibly scary diseases like polio, diphtheria, tetanus are no longer, parents no longer know what they are. I've certainly never seen a case of diphtheria. The only reason I know what polio looks like is my grandmother actually contracted polio in the 1920s and lost use of her right foot because of polio. But other than that, that's the only case of polio that I've seen. And it's that way because we have vaccinated so well. But now people are questioning, well, I've never even heard of rubella. I've never even heard of diphtheria. Why should I give my child a potentially dangerous, harmful substance? Because I don't know what these vaccines are. So if you have questions about why it's important to vaccinate, why should your child be vaccinated, please reach out to your pediatrician. Please talk to your PCP about this. We want to help you, and we want to be able to give you this information. If there's another situation that's playing out that maybe, you know, your insurance is lapsed and you can't afford vaccines or transportation is an issue, please let us know. There's a lot that we can do behind the scenes to help families out in these situations that we would love to do in order to help you. We just need to know about it. And so getting vaccinated is safe. We get vaccinated. My kids are fully vaccinated, not just because it protects them and it protects their classmates, but my father is immunocompromised. He's a type 1 diabetic with rheumatoid arthritis. And I live in fear every single time we go and see him that we are going to give him RSV again, because we did that 1 year and it was not good. And the day that my kids were fully vaccinated against COVID, I literally sobbed with relief because it was the first time that I did not have to feel anxious about them running up to see their pap in the airport and giving him a huge hug. And so if you want that for your kids, if you want them to, you know, to protect your parents, to protect your neighbors, do the right thing and get your kids vaccinated, because it's not just about you and your family. It's about the people that you see in the grocery store. It's about the people that you sit next to in church every single Sunday. It's about the people that you pass on a walk with your dogs every single day. We don't want them to be exposed. We don't want them to get sick. So please get your kids vaccinated.
That is Dr. Laura Romano with Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth right here on KRLD. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.